b'mariv, and at night time we saw the moon b'mariv on Mariv's side. So some machlokes Rashi has two pshat in here. One pshat Rashi says is that in the morning he saw the old moon, and at night he saw the new moon. So on that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ate the shekerim. There are four sages that can't be true, because we have before there's a period of 24 hours that the moon is not seen. So you can't say you saw the old moon in the morning and then the new moon you saw at night. So that's one pshat Rashi has. Another pshat Rashi says is no, that both ages is going on the new moon. The Adim said on the 30th day in the morning we saw the new moon coming up in Mizrach, and at night we saw the new moon again on Marv. And on that, the Yechonah ben Menuri says it's not possible. The new moon is too small, it doesn't travel so far from Mizrach to Marv in 12 hours. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Eidei Shekerim, these two Eidim are lying. Kishabol Yavna, when these two Eidim though came to Yavna, to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yavna, is Kiblon, there they were Makabal the Eidim, they said it's alright. So some say the Pshat is that the Eidim they said in the morning is true. Either they said they saw it at night, it could be they don't know what they're seeing. Like at night maybe they saw something, it looked like the new moon, but really it wasn't. So they said we're Makabal what they're saying, we don't say it's Eidei Shekerim. The Kibbutz of the Gemara was Makabal these Eidim. Like we said, it's possible to say what they said one time is true, and the second one they didn't really see it, they just saw like a cloud that looked like a moon, that's why they said they saw it in the other side. But they're not lying. The Yod, another case happened was Bo Shnayim. Two Eidim came to Bezdin to say they saw the new moon. The Omru they said, Re'inu Bizmanai. We saw the new moon on the 30th day. Bizmanai means to make it the 30th day to make it Rosh Chodesh. Overlayli Burai Lenira. When it came after the 30th day, the 31st night, we looked in the sky to see the new moon, we didn't see it. The Kibbling of Megamil. Amriel says, Yedem Astokashi. We believe them. Even though the Churif, they said they saw the new moon on the 29th day by night, so for sure you to see it the 31st. So that's not a Kashi Yelp. Could be there's some reason why we didn't see it the 31st night. Maybe it was cloudy, but they said they saw it last night, we believe them. Rabbi Gamliel, the Kibbutz of Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel said these Eidim are kosher. Amar Rabbi Deisa ben Hukkanes, he argued and said no. Eidei Sheker Hain, these Eidim are lying, the fourth Eidim. They said they saw the new moon last night, on the 30th by night they saw it. So how could that be that tonight, the 31st night, we look and we don't see the new moon? How could that be? If it came out last night, for sure it should be out tonight. Is Heich Meidim Alisha Shiyoda? How could somebody say Eidus that an Isha gave birth? Or the Macha Kreisa Ben Shanae and tomorrow we see she's still pregnant? Or is it Sheker what you're saying? If you said you saw the new moon last night, how could that be that night we don't see the new moon? Like once the new moon came out, it should always be out? How could it be that it is not out? So he said they're Eidus Sheker. Rabbi Gamliel, Mashtam Ahod, no. That's possible to say that something happened, it got cloudy, we couldn't see so good. But if they said they saw it last night, you have the right to believe them, they saw it last night. Here's the machlokes of the Gamliel and Rabbi Yosi ben Hukkanes. Tomorrow says now, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Yosi ben Hukkanes, that Royaniyas of Recha, I like what you're saying, to say that we can't believe these Eidim. If the Eidim said they saw the new moon last night, and tonight we look up and we don't see it, we don't trust them, we don't make Rosh Chodesh yesterday, the 30th day is not Rosh Chodesh, but rather we have to make the Rosh Chodesh first the 31st day. So it comes out to Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, what day would be Rosh Chodesh? According to Rabbi Gamliel, if two Eidim came and said they saw the new moon last night, the 29th day by night after the night after it, the night going into the 30th day, they saw the new moon. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, we believe them. And Bezdin has the right to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. Even though when they look up in the sky the 30th day by night, they don't see the new moon, so what? That's what the Gamliel Shita. We have Beisiv and Hukkanes, and Rabbi Yeshua agrees to him and says, no, in such a case, if we look up the 30th day by night and we don't see the new moon, we have a right to say yesterday's Eidus are lying, and therefore the 30th day is not Rosh Chodesh, but rather we'll make Rosh Chodesh the 31st day. So let's say this is the Machlokes, what happened on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Does the Machlokes when Rosh Hashanah comes out? Does Rosh Hashanah come out on the 30th day? Or does Rosh Hashanah come out on the 31st day? That's an afkamina also. When does Yom Kippur come out? According to Rabbi Gamliel in this case, Yom Kippur comes out on 10 days after the 30th day. According to Rabbi Gamliel, we make the Kiddush HaChodesh the first day, the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, so 10 days later is Yom Kippur. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, no, you can't believe these first days and they're lying. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, is first the 31st day. Therefore, Yom Kippur comes out a day later. So it happened was like this. Shalach Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel sent a message back to Yeshua. And Rav Gamliel heard that Yeshua argued on him, that Yeshua agreed with Rav Daisy ben Hukinis, as if to say he argues on Rav Gamliel. So Mepharshim said Rav Gamliel was afraid to come out to be Teres of Klal Yisrael. I hold one way, you hold another way, that's not nice. So the Gamliel made a gzeir and said, Gozreni Alechem, I'm making a degree upon you, She'tovoy etzmi b'makelcha, I want you to walk to me, holding your staff, over masecha, holding your wallet, v'yayim kippah shechalias b'cheshbenecha. On Yom Kippur that comes out according to your cheshben. In other words, a case like this, that the Eidim came on Rosh Hashanah and said they saw the new moon last night, the 29th by night, so the 30th day should be Rosh Hashanah. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is 10 days later. According to Yeshua, According to Yeshua, the Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah is first the 31st day. So Yom Kippur is the 10th day after that. So it's a different day, Yom Kippur, than according to Rabbi Gamliel. So Gamliel told Yeshua, on your Yom Kippur, I want you to walk to me. As if to say, you're wrong and I'm right. You have to walk to me, be mechal lo yom kippur, and come to me. So, shechalif mechashinecha, is holach umotzer of the kiva meitzer. So the kiva was walking, and he found that Yeshua was feeling very bad. He was disturbed. Oh my Lord, he said to him, like, what, he asked him, why are you feeling bad? So yes, he told him, Yeshua told him what happened. That Rabbi Gamliel made a gzeira that on the day that I keep Yom Kippur, I have to walk to him. So the kiva said, yesh bin lumut, I have a right to learn that Shekol Ma Shoshim of Gamliel Osi. You should listen to Rabbi Gamliel. Whatever he tells you to do is done. Shinem Ma the Pesuk says, Eila Mayada Yashem, Mikroi Kodesh, Asher Tikru Oysom. That when the Bezdin calls out Rosh Chodesh, that's when Rosh Chodesh is. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel, he was the Yav Bezdin. So even if Rabbi Gamliel is making a mistake, but whenever Bezdin calls out Mekudesh HaChodesh, that's called Rosh Hashanah, that's called Rosh Chodesh. Bein Bezmano, Bein Shloi Bezmano. Whether they're doing it at the right time or not the right time, whenever Bezdin calls Mekudesh HaChodesh, they have a right to make Rosh Chodesh. Ein liyela moyadas, elu. We only have our Yom Tov and our Rosh Chodesh, what Bezdin says. So Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Yeshua, you have to listen to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva told him, no, Rabbi Gamliel is the Yav Bezdin. When he said it's Rosh Hashanah, and the 10th day from that is Yom Kippur, that's Yom Kippur. According to your cheshbon, it's only the 9th day. According to your cheshbon, Yom Kippur is the next day. You have to listen to Rabbi Gamliel and be knowing his Yom Kippur. The boy knows eight of Rabbi Yisrael ben Hukinis. Then Rabbi Yeshua, when he finished with Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua was still feeling dead. He went to ask what he should do by Rabbi Yisrael ben Hukinis. Is Omaloi. So Rabbi Yisrael ben Hukinis told back to Yeshua. In Boyanonu Lodin Acha Bezdinoi Shal Rabbi Gamliel. If you want to have any doubts, any questions, if Gamliel is doing the right thing or not, you should know, Tzrichinonu Lodin Acha Kol Bezdinu Bezdin Sha'omad Miyamois Moshe V'yad Achshav. We'll have to go and think into if every Bezdin from Moshe's times until now did the right stuff. Like if you don't want to take on to say whatever the Bezdin says is it is right, if you want to doubt it, then we're going to have a lot of doubts about a lot of Bezdins that took place from Yemei Moshe till now. But you should know, Shenemba, the Pesuk says like this, what's not like that? That you're not supposed to have any doubts. Whatever the Bezdin says, that's it. So again also, Rabbi Daisa ben Hukinis told Rabbi Yeshua, you should listen to Rabbi Gamliel. And when he says Yom Kippur is, that's Yom Kippur, and you should go to him, even though according to you, it's the next day is Yom Kippur. Now Shenemba, the Pesuk says like this, Vayal Moshe v'yaroin noda v'yaviyu v'shivim mizikne Yisrael. It says the names of Moshe and Aaron, Nadav Aviyu, and then when it goes to the 70s of Canaan, it doesn't mention the names. It just says, V'shivim Ezikne Yisrael. This was the Bezdin. V'lom alo nespashu Shemayshon shows the Canaan. How come it didn't say the names of all these 70 people that went along to become the Bezdin HaGodol there then? Just like it mentions Moshe v'Aaron, Nadav Aviyu, why doesn't it mention the names of the Shivim to Canaan? El Elolame, to come to teach us. She'akol shloisha u'shloisha, shomdu. Anytime you have three people getting together, Bezdin al Yisrael harehu ke bezdino shomosha. That as long as you have three people that call themselves a bezdin, they have a locha like a bezdin the same way by Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, we have to believe, trust the bezdin. Any bezdin that came up from Moshe Rabbeinu's times until now, they had the right to paskin, and what they paskin is right. So we have to believe the bezdin. So in other words, Rabbi Dyson Hooker is telling Rabbi Yeshua again, you have to listen to Rabbi Gamliel, even though you think maybe he's making a mistake, but since he's the Av Bezdin, he's the Bezdin, you have to listen to him. So that's what happened. Gemara says, Notal Makoloi, so Rabbi Yeshua took his staff, Umaisav took his money with him, the Yod in his hands, for a whole Achli Yavna, Eitzer Rabbi Gamliel. He went to walk to Yavna, to the Bezdin Agodol, he went to walk Eitzer Rabbi Gamliel. The yom and the day shachal yom kippur lias bechashbonai. And that year again, the two Adim came and they said they saw the new moon last night. And tonight, when we looked out, we did not see the new moon. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Adim are sheker and the Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah is the next day first. So yom kippur is the day later. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, his yom kippur was the 11th of Rabbi Akiva of Rabbi Gamliel. Still, he picked himself up and went to Rabbi Gamliel. Is when he went to Rabbi Gamliel, Omad Rabbi Gamliel got up, Vinoshkei Arosha, and he went to kiss him. Rabbi Gamliel kissed Rabbi Yeshua. Omaloi, he told him, Boyu B'Sholom, come in peace. Rebbe B'Talmidei. Like Rabbi Gamliel called Rabbi Yeshua two things. He called him his Rebbe, and also his Talmidei, his Talmud. What does that mean? Rebbe B'Chochma. You're talking my Rebbe, I learned a lot of things from you. So I call you my Rebbe. B'Talmidei, I also call you my Talmud, my student, Shekibaltu Estavarai. Because you're Makaba what I told you. Since I told you to come to me today, you came to me, that's the way a Talmud. The Talmud's supposed to listen to his Rebbe, whatever his Rebbe tells him. So just this was the Maisa that Gamliel Badatka wanted Rabbi Yeshua to come to him, and he had a right to tell him to come to him, and the Mepharshim say was out of pshat that there shouldn't come out to be Machlokes in the Klal Yisrael. He wanted it to be, there shouldn't be Torah, should be only one Torah. Everybody should do it this exact same way. Yeah. Right. Tanya learned like this. Omelhen Rabbi Gamliel Chachomim. Rabbi Gamliel said back to Chachomim. This is back to the first mice in the Mishnah. The first mice in the Mishnah again was Adam came and said they saw the new moon in the morning, the Mizrach, and at night time they saw the new moon in Maris. So Omelhen Rabbi Yechon and Benuri Adam Shekhrein. Yechon and Benuri said they're lying. It can't be that the new moon travels so far. Because Shabon Yavner went to Yavner and killed Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel and Av Bezin in Yavner, he was Makabal Yadim. So Gemara now explains why was Rabbi Gamliel Makabal Yadim, why did he tell him the truth? His time, Yom Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim, Kach Mekablanim Beis Abba, Avi Abba. This is what I accepted from my father's house, that Tomim sometimes Shabbat Barucha, or Tomim Shabbat B'Ktzara. Sometimes the new moon travels a long distance. Like it's possible that in the first day that walk in the morning you can see it in Mizrach, and at night time you can see it in Maariv. It's possible that it could happen. Sometimes it takes a long path, and sometimes it takes a short path. So even though, like you're saying, most of the time it doesn't happen true, but if the Adim said they saw it, there's no reason to say they're lying. It's possible today it took a long path, and it started in Mizrach and ended up in Maariv. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, night time of Devei Rebbe. What's the time of Devei Rebbe? The pasuk says, "Also yoreach lemayadim shemesh yodam avoyay." That the yoreach from the moon we make the yom tovim, and shemesh the sun yodam avoyay. We know how the sun travels. Is shemesh who the yodam avoyay? The shemesh the sun how it travels. We know that we have last blot. And Rashi says it comes always up in the east and goes down in the west. And in the summer months it's all on the tzof on the north side, and in the winter months it's all on Durham. We know how the moon, the sun travels. But Yereach LaYodim Avoyei. But the moon, we do not know how it travels. Therefore, it's possible to say it did take such a long trip. We don't know how it travels. Therefore, you can't say the Rebbe Sheker. Rebbe Chiya Chazaya L'Siura. Rebbe Chiya once saw the new moon. Rebbe Koyi B'Tzafra B'Yetzrem V'Tisha. He saw it, not the new moon, he saw the old moon. He saw the old moon out on the 29th day in the morning. He saw the old moon. Rashi dechazlus yura yeshona. He saw the old moon the 29th day in the morning. So what did Rabbi Chiya do? Shokal kola piska. He took Rashi pisas regovim. He took like pieces of mud, and he threw it at the moon. Omar Leurta, he said like this to the moon. Leurta Vina Lekadushibach. Tonight, by night, it's possible it could become Rosh Chodesh, that the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, we want you, old moon, to go away already, in order that by tonight the new moon could come. The Yad Kiyam Tahoch, like when you're still doing here, like what are you still doing here? So the Chiyah wanted that the old moon should go away in order to be able to Mekadesh the new moon. Drasha Liurta Bina Lekadushin, Ugudashecha. Tzrichinu Anu Lasois Halayla Yomtev. In such a case, we have to make tonight Rosh Hashanah. Lechasra Feli, we want El to be a small chaser, only 29 days. And why Ulayim Aleidim? And even if we don't see the new month tonight, we're going to tell the agent to come tomorrow and say Shekin said they saw the new moon. Lay Marinu. In order to make the 30th day Rosh Hashanah, the Afal Pish Leru, even though really didn't see it, the Fishaya Iber Hachodesh Achodesh Deicheres Yom Kippurim Eitzel Shabbos. Because if it would have been that Rosh Hashanah would be on the 31st day, then it would come out that Shabbos would come out right after Yom Kippur. We had before Chazal don't want that to happen. It's bad for the Yerukas. It's bad for Mason. Therefore, Bez in such a case has the right to make Vedavka the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. Even though they didn't see the new moon, they have a right to make the new month on the 30th day. But this is all providing they don't see the old month. But if you see the old month, that the old moon, it's not possible to make a Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, like you're telling the old moon, go away to make sure by tonight not to be around, we'll be able to make a Rosh Chodesh tonight. Rosh Hashanah tonight. He says, Zil Ichse, go and cover yourself. Don't stay around here. But Rashi says, V'yat Kiyam Tohochem, V'yim Teniris Arvis, if you're going to see him tonight, Shub Lo Yikachu Es HaChodesh. You're not going to be able to make Kiddush HaChodesh tonight, or for tomorrow. Because the Amor and Leah, like we learned before, that Tzorah She'elayla V'yoy Min HaChodesh, that the night time has to be from the new Chodesh. That means Shemiris HaYishon Elior Choftes, Ein Mekachin Moch Es HaChodesh. If you saw the old moon on the 29th and 29th by night, in the beginning of the 30th day by night, you saw the old moon, it's not possible to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. Because since you saw part of it, the old moon, it can't be Rosh Chodesh. So that's what he was angry to the moon and told the moon, make sure you get covered up, that by tonight we should not see you. Omalei Rebbe L'Rebbe Chiyah. Rebbe told Rebbe Chiyah that Zil L'Yayin Toiv, go to Ayin Toiv, go to a different place, the Kitshua L'Yachah, and there go be Mekadosh the new Rosh Chodesh. In other words, here we're seeing the old moon. So if you see the old moon, you can't make Rosh Chodesh. Go to a different place. Maybe there you won't see the old moon, and there you'll be able to make a Rosh Chodesh. V'sholach li simnon, give me a simnon when you do it. Dover melech yisroch ha'vekayim. That should be the simnon to say that you're making Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day. Rashi says Zil L'Yayin Toiv Kitshua. Doi call. He was very worried. That the people here shouldn't have a problem. They shouldn't argue against him. And since everybody saw the old moon today, the Lord's going to ask Tainus, how could you make the Kiddush HaChodesh tomorrow? So in order not to have them arguing against you, go to another place and make Rosh Chodesh there, and we'll be mekabelit to be Rosh Chodesh. Turn to Rabbanim. Tam achas, it once happened, is kashru shemayim biyovin, that the skies got full of clouds. The nearest the Muslavona, and it looked through the clouds that they see a moon. The Yeshua Matishal HaChodesh, on the 29th day of the month. Kislu Imam Leimer, Rosh Chodesh, everybody saw that's the new moon. The Mela tomorrow, the 30th day, is going to be Rosh Chodesh, like we saw the new moon already. Obikshu Bezdim Lakachoy. Bezdim wanted to make the 30th day tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. Omalem Rabbi Gamliel, but Gamliel said nothing doing. Kach Mekoblani Beis Ab Ovi Abba. This is what I received from my father's house, like this. Ein chidusha shalavoyna p'chusa me'eskrim v'tisha yoyim. You cannot see the new moon less than it takes at least 29 days, v'chati in half of a day, o shnei shlisho and 2/3 of an hour, v'yayim gilma chalokin, and 73 chalik of the hour. That's how long it'll take from one moon to the next moon. So maybe it's not possible to see the new moon at the beginning of the 29th day. The old moon is still around. The new moon first starts 29 days and a half and 2/3 of an hour later first. So therefore, it can't be that you saw the new moon the 29th day. But rather, no, what you saw through the clouds was not the real moon. you just must have just saw something bright that looked like a nuclear, looked like the moon, but really for sure it was not the moon. Therefore, tomorrow should not be Rosh Chodesh. Now, what he did to prove the point to say it's not Rosh Chodesh was the Yosi Ayoy Meisi Moshe Ben Zaza. That day, the mother Ben Zaza died. The Hespidu Rabbi Gamliel Hespid Gadol, and Gamliel gave a big Hespid for us. Took a half a day. Loy Mivnei Shiru Lakach. Not because really she deserved to have such a big Hespid. Just to prove the point, to make sure people should know, today, the 30th day, is not Rosh Chodesh. Because Halacha is on Rosh Chodesh, you're not supposed to say a Hespid. So since he went to say such a long Hespid, everybody knew today is not Rosh Chodesh. Even though the people all saw the new moon yesterday, but what he meant to tell them, since it was cloudy yesterday, or better still, since it was the 29th day, it can't be that you saw the new moon. That for sure was not the new moon. It was maybe the old moon, or Stam, you saw something through it, but not the new moon. By the Holoch Rebbe Kiva Motsumetzum, Kiva was going, and he found Rebbe Yeshua to be very worried. He boiled who? Me Metzum, who was worried? Rebbe Kiva Metzum, was Rebbe Kiva worried for Rebbe Yeshua? Or Rebbe Yeshua Metzum, Rebbe Yeshua was worried about himself? Toshima, the Tanya was not like this. Holoch Rebbe Kiva was going, Umotsum Rebbe Yeshua Keshumetzum. He found Rebbe Yeshua to be very worried. He was worried, Rebbe Yeshua, because here, according to his chesbin, Tzayas Yom Kippur. And Rebbe Gamliel is telling me now that even though for my chesbin is Yom Kippur, I have to walk to him with my stick, with my money, because according to Rebbe Gamliel's chesbin, yesterday was Yom Kippur, not today. So Rebbe Yeshua felt very good. How is he going to be mechalal Yom Kippur? Is Omaloi, so Rebbe Kiva said back to him, Nifnei Marato Meitzah, why are you feeling so bad, Rebbe Yeshua? Omaloi Akiva. Royuloi Sheyipo Lemito Yud Beis Chodesh. Yet Yeshua told Rebbe Kiva, you know how bad I feel. You know how bad. That as Kedai, I should rather be in bed for 12 months. V'yayigzer olog zeruzu. And you should not have such a bad gzera. Kedai to be in bed 12 months, a year, than rather somebody tells you on Yom Kippur that you owe the Yom HaKodesh, you have to go to somebody carrying your stick and carrying your money. You have to be Mechala Yom Kippur. It's Kedai to be in bed for 12 months. Omalei, so Rabbi Kiva answered back, Rabbi Torsheni, Leim Lefanecha Dov Rechad. Let me please tell you something. Shalomaratoni that I taught, Shalomaratoni that I learned, I taught you. Omalei, Emor, go tell me. Rabbi Shua said, yes, you can tell me. Omalei, Rabbi Kiva said to him, Harayuayim, the Pesach says, Atem Gimel Pomin. It says, Vakidish HaChodesh. It says, the Lashon is, Ashatikru Oysam. Oysem, Elohim, Adi, Miradi, Ashitik, Oysem, Adi, Oysem. Says Atem three times there. So Idashin, Atem means Afilu Shoigvian. Even if Bezdin makes a mistake, there is Shoigig, when they say Kiddush HaChodesh, still it's Chad Rosh Chodesh. Atem Afilu Mezidin. Even if on purpose they make the wrong day. Like they know that they had before, even if Adim come and say they saw the new moon, the 29th by night, so the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh, they have a right to push it off another day. And Atem Afilu Mutam, even if they made a mistake. They made a mistake in the Cheshbon, they thought the wrong way, but still, that when Bezdin says it, that's what makes Rosh Chodesh. It's totally in Bezdin, and not told the Metzius when the real moon came out. And Rashi says, Atem, Shlesh Zman and Tziv, Asher Tikru Oysam, Apashas Shor Akevis, the Kori Bey Tikru Oysam. So Dashin Shogigim means, Ne'alayim Kisruim Shuroyal Isaber Betoyim, that they think you're supposed to make an extra day, and they made a mistake. Mutoyim Aydei Yedi Sheker. Or else Adim told them they saw the new moon last night, and really they did not see it. Still, if Bezdin says today is Rosh Chodesh, that has the Loch of Rosh Chodesh. So, Omaloi. The Loshin has then, this Loshin, Omaloi, Rabbi Yeshua said back, Akiva, Nicham Toni. You appeased me, you make me feel good. Like now I know I'm doing the right thing, when tomorrow, or whatever it is, I'm going to have to walk to Rabbi Gamliel on my Yom Kippur. Then Yeshua went to Beisim ben Hukinis. Ask him what he should do. Tell the Rabbonim. Loma lo nisoyim to the back, since it doesn't say the names of the Shemaisim, of the Bezdin, of the Shimon Zakenim, every Bezdin you have to trust. Tell the Rabbonim. Loma lo nispasu Shemaisim shal Zakenim. How come the 70 Zakenim doesn't say their names? Halalu. Shalayim a person should not say, Odem ploini ke Moshe, V'yaron ploini ke Nadav Yaviyu, ploini ke Eldo de Medet. Now, people shouldn't say he knows Roy to be a Bezdin. Only somebody, it's almost like Moshe of the Aaron. They can be a Bezdin. The Yom HaPosik says, V'yayim HaShmul Alam, Hashem 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 HaSh
The Yomer Pasuk says, "Vayishlach Hashem es Yeruval v'yes Bodon v'yes Yiftach v'yes Shmuel." Now Yeruval, who is that? That's a Gibbon. Why was it called Yerubal? He made fights with the Baal, with the Geshtu, with the idols. Bedon, Zeh Shimshon. He was really called Shimshon. Why was the name called Bedon? He came from Shevedon. Yiftach Kemashmo. Yiftach was Yiftach. The Yom of the Pasuk says, Moshe v'Yaron v'Kahanov u'Shmuel v'Kerev Shmoy. That means Shokel HaKosev Shloisha Kala Yelam Kishloisha Chamu Yelam.